This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two, we have a huge whistleblower that funded major operations, worked at very, very high levels, and blew the whistle on Fauci. Joining us coming up in the next hour, Dr. Judy A. Mikovits. She, of course, is the main person in Plandemic, a film that really exposed these guys. I really look forward to having Dr. Judy A. Mikovits on the transmission. I'm going to give the number out next segment and go back to your calls. First-time callers on your reports of what the vaccines have done to you and your family. If you love it, you hate it, or you're neutral on it. What experiences are you seeing in hospitals you work at? We'll give that number out coming up next segment when some stations join us. In the meantime, there's not many people more creepy than Brian Stelter. And one of them is Michael Moore. At the start of the next segment, I'm going to get some into him because he says that after Afghanistan evacuation, time to defend America against their own domestic Taliban. And you dovetail this with these different soldiers online saying, we're preparing for martial law, stay in your houses when we say, or we're going to kill you. That all ties in to the globalist model of using NATO and the U.S. military to suppress domestic populations. And they want to do this to get the good people out of the military. So, I mean, these people know what they're doing. They know what they're part of. We're going to tie all that together with the announcements being made around the world about how they're going to have new carbon lockdowns. And I've got the Prime Minister of Canada on that and more we're going to be playing. But just like I said, let's let this sink in earlier about how they have studies in Japan, studies in England, studies in Germany, studies in all over Africa, studies all over South America. And all they know is people that take ivermectin twice a year prophylactically don't get all these weird jungle fevers, don't get all sorts of things. Not just worms. And again, the fact that they sit up there on the news and go, it's just crazy that people are buying this up and the doctors are prescribing this. And so when I go and I got medical doctors to prescribe this stuff to more than 50 people I know that have gotten sick the last few months, they go, okay, well, where's the mom and pop pharmacy? Because the big pharmacies won't even do it. You know, they've got ivermectin for humans. And again, that's murder. That's bureaucratic murder. And the Japanese are just as good as the West at medicine or anything else. They're just as smart. They're just as high IQ as any other group, okay? They're amongst the smartest people in the world. No one's debating that. And the media, notice, won't touch the Japanese government and Japanese groups and Japanese heads of Japanese medical unions saying 100% success rate if taken early, 70-something percent if it's in the latter stages. I've seen it. So I've got hundreds of clips to play, hundreds of articles, incredible stuff to cover. I'm just going to go ivermectin, because it physically causes me to have, you know, that burning fire feeling in your chest where my body is commanding me to go out and get aggressive with people, killing folks that come to these hospitals that won't give it to them. Now, a lot of hospitals are, and they're good, and they're bucking the system. Say about half of them, but hospitals that aren't, folks, need to be protested and demonstrated against and hit with the truth. Because they're ignoring the science, they're ignoring the history, they're ignoring the realities of all of this. And it's criminal. It really is criminal. They have all these newscasts making fun of people so that other hospitals and doctors won't subscribe it when they know good and damn well it works. And I experienced it with countless people I know. I mean, it's like 50 people that I've held their hand and gotten their prescription. That's why I blew up when that caller called, because they got so mad thinking about the damn hospital knows good and damn well it works. I won't give it to you because it's cheap. They want to make money and kill your ass.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
To 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm very honored to be here with you on this August 31st, 2021 transmission. Thank you all for your prayers. Thank you for your support. We're all in this together. I want to tie three big stories together and then tie that to what's happening in Afghanistan. Then I'm going to go to your phone calls. We're going to open the number up right now and the phone system up for first-time callers to give us your take on the suppression of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The media also trying to suppress Regeneron, which may have side effects down the road, but at least they've got liability and they're not given government shielding. They've been around since the 1980s and got a bunch of patented stuff that works. And I know people that have taken Regeneron, and it's like 100% in like, again, 5-6 hours, just you're better. Just like Trump said last year, he was telling the truth. And I see the left attacking me again without even looking on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. People send it to me going, look at this scum. The FBI needs to arrest Jones. He's not a doctor. He shouldn't talk about Regeneron. I mean, he shouldn't talk about vitamin D or ivermectin. He needs to be locked up. As citizens, we're allowed to talk about our personal experiences with a doctor or a drug. You know, even Bill Maher said, I don't want Google censoring ivermectin. It's not a Republican, it's a drug. What a tell. He wants them censoring Republicans, I guess. But not drugs. He wants to know. But they censored all the hundreds of studies over the last 50 years about it. And if you understand that, you understand everything. And in fairness to Bill Maher, he says, I shouldn't be censored and that they are wrong, but he's trying to get his audience to come along for free speech and go, hey, it's not a Republican, it's a drug. So this is tyranny, and we need to get past this being a partisan issue. This is attacking everybody, and that's why I'm more than happy to attack Trump when he supports these poison shots. I wanted Trump to fight the globalists. I wanted Trump to secure the borders. I wanted Trump to protect our guns. I wanted Trump to stand up to China. He did all that. That's great. But he's our employee. And it's like if you've got an employee that 300 days out of the year does a great job, but let's just say that last 65 days, you catch him taking a dump in your office, it's not a good thing. And taking a dump in your office is a lot nicer than pushing a poison shot. I don't want to use a gross analogy here. I'm just simply saying that Trump is dead wrong when he got up there on that podium in Alabama and he got booed rightfully. And he said, it works. It works great. If it doesn't work, I'll tell you. It's down to 39% efficacy and it lowers your immune system. That's admitted now. Now they want booster shots every 5 to 6 months. It's bull. And Trump on Fox and Friends said that days before. He said, oh, this is a scam. They're going to make $10 billion off the boosters. Yeah. So you're not stupid. I said, you're smart. You know what you're doing. Or maybe you're stupid. It'd be better if you were stupid. And, of course, the media ran with that. And, Alex Jones turns on Trump, betrays Trump. I didn't betray anything. I know Trump got stampeded into supporting these vaccines because he trusted the doctors and thought they were going to hold the economy hostage until he got this approved. And then he thought he'd be a hero. But these aren't good medical systems. This is a corrupt globalist move. This is not a regular vaccine, Trump. It might have side effects, but actually works. It's poison. You got conned. You got lied to. And I've talked to people that have talked at length with Trump and got him to say, at least you have your own freedom. You shouldn't be made to take it. That took doing with Trump. Now, he does respond to his base. And now I think you're going to start hearing more criticism of these injections. Good. Because I'm not trying to win popularity contest or not trying to have Trump call me up and tell me how great I am. He's already done that plenty of times. I don't give a damn about that. It's not about how powerful I am or who I know or any of this crap. I live in Texas. I don't want to live in D.C. or Mar-a-Lago or L.A. around the power structure. I've been in Texas my whole life. My family founded Texas on both sides. People ask why I'm in Austin. Because my family's been here since the 1820s when it was Waterloo. And yes, it's now L.A. and it's horrible. And I'm probably going to move. I don't have the money to move the infrastructure. I'll move it to some right-wing city in Austin. But there's no right-wing cities in Texas. All right, I'm ranting, and I said I'd cover the news. Let me give you the number. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Okay. Let me tie all these things together. You got Michael Moore saying, after Afghanistan evacuation, time to defend America against our own domestic Taliban. He goes on to say those that attack the Capitol and those Republicans that question the election, they are against our domestic laws and they are our domestic Taliban. We must strengthen ourselves against them and they're the terror threat. And we must use the military against them, the domestic Taliban. The quotes are all there. You can go read it if you want. And then he attacks Southern Baptists and says they're like the Taliban and Christians are bad. I mean, look at the photo of this guy, your TV viewer. Just look. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm saying if I was going to cast two guys that drive around in a white van in a movie and kidnap children and then take them to an underground dungeon and drink their blood, that is, I mean, look at that demon. Zoom in on him. He sure as hell wants to molest our rights and start a civil war. I know that. Not saying he's a child molester. Saying if I was going to cast somebody in a movie to play one, he'd be it. Now, let's continue. I mean, would I place a bet? Yeah, you know I'd place a bet as well. Bet my right arm. The point is that they're spoiling for a war with us. Get the clip ready, please. Just like the woman who now defends herself and is a big leftist saying, hey, you don't do what we say. You don't stay in your house during a lockdown. I'm going to kill your ass. It's called martial law. They sign up because their whole rite of passage is hating America. Their whole rite of passage is no borders, no wall, no USA at all. You cannot imagine how much these people hate this country and how much they want to dominate you and your family. Go ahead and roll the audio of this lady.
Understand that if active duty military actually get deployed within the United States, that weapon is not just pointed at other people, other countries. It's pointed at you. If you do not get in your house when I tell you to, you become the enemy. Martial law.
And then she goes on to say more. So that's who these folks are. And to live under martial law, they need the digital documentation of COVID-19 certificate vaccination status put out by the UN, written by the Rockefeller and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Go read it for yourself. And that ties into all of this. And so how do they respond? Twitter is removing people that post the Reuters article where Reuters admits contaminant in Moderna vaccine suspected to be metallic particles. Says the Japanese government, they've recalled them all. First 1.6 million, then 2.5 million. Now they've recalled all the Moderna because it's all got nanomedical metal particles in it. What did everybody say it had in it? What did we predict? We said metal nanoparticles could track your body and permanently mark you. Why not? They're already killing you, too. They're already giving you a soft kill weapon. That's Reuters. Moderna vaccine production continues in EU amid contamination probe. Reuters. People got suspended from Twitter. a few months ago for saying that there was nanometal in them. Remember, separate labs in Germany stand it and said, look, it's liquid nanometal that moves on its own through the body and is magnetic. Remember all the electron microscope stuff? And then people wouldn't take it because it wasn't approved. So the FDA said, oh, we're approving it. It's all semantical. They go, now authorizing a experimental shot and reauthorizing it as experimental is called authorizing and saying it's approved. They just made it up. No approval, no test, no nothing. They say in 2025 they might release something. Black nanoparticles that are magnetic in it that are killing people. Meanwhile, I've got all this video of them running people over with cars in Australia. Police dogs ripping people's faces off in the UK. Horses running over women and blasting their faces off with water cannons. Blood everywhere in Germany. And the left is celebrating it and loves it. They just absolutely love it. Your calls and more coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To you, the listeners and viewers, our sponsors and affiliates, InfoWars is stronger in the face of the enemy than we've ever been. And we should revel in that fact and not let the globalists lower our spirits, but realize we were formed in our mother's wombs by God to live in this moment and to be tested and to overcome and persevere. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to callers here, to Tim and to others like Scott, and then we're going to go to everybody else, Digital Dave, Doug, Dave, George, Caleb, Amy, and everybody else ahead of our big guest joining us next hour. Also, James O'Keefe is popping in on some huge news. Teachers are having students pledge allegiance to be, quote, gay, pledge allegiance to the rainbow flag, and to Marxism, and to Antifa. And they've got undercover reports showing this takeover of society. And I'm going to your phone calls in just a moment. I want to say something very important and very strong and very central. As I said last hour, people are desensitized. They don't know reality from unreality at a subconscious level. And I was just getting a glass of water during the break in the coffee room. And I was watching OAN that does a great job with a Republican press conference, and I watched like 3 minutes of it. And it was just so milquetoast. It was so 20 years ago. We're under UN world government takeover, world IDs, poison injections, police dogs ripping people's faces off because they dare go outside. They're trying to bring the lockdowns back. Trudeau's announcing you won't have bank accounts if you don't take the shots. They're going to try that here. It's all happening. And people are like, well, that sounds crazy. Yeah, it's happening. And so we better get on a war footing here and call this out. Call out the Great Reset. Call out Klaus Schwab. Call it all out and declare war on it peacefully in the information and in noncompliance and lawsuits, because the globalists are getting ready to stage false flags. It's all over the news. Oh, the British government, the Swiss government, the Australian government. Terrorists are getting ready to attack vaccine centers. They're going to blow up their own vaccine centers. So anybody protesting will be called a terrorist. That's the next move. I've been telling you for months, and now they're getting ready. No, they're the terrorists. Hitting us with a bioweapon like Joseph Mengele would do. They're the ones taking our rights. They're the ones trying to destroy our immune system. They're the ones trying to make us wear cult masks over our faces and breathe all these bacteria and get bacterial pneumonia. They have declared war on us. They are the terrorists. And I'm telling you their next moves. And so what are you going to do about it? Well, we're faced with something this evil. The average person just can't get the grips that this is happening. A lot of folks are starting to do it. But God help us, man. God help us. This is the big move. And they admit, once you're trained to stay in your house, they're going to collapse the economy forever, put you in work brigades, and make you take shots every few months. I mean, the Australian government just announced it won't just be every five, it'll be all the time. And the woman's looking at the crowd like a rat, looking back and forth all crazy. This ain't some movie, folks. This is going down. All right. Let's settle down here, but this is just history happening. Let's talk to Scott and then to Tim. Scott from Texas, welcome and thank you for calling.
God bless you, Alex. It's good to be on the air. This is Scott in West Texas. it seems like I'm always telling you to get the word out on great researchers. I called a few months ago about the Greater Reset and Grand Theft World. I wanted to call in today about the gentleman who spoke yesterday about the approval process with Pfizer. I just wanted to clarify, Ryan Christian of The Last American Vagabond did an amazing report, three-hour report on August 24th about it. And he goes through every detail, everything on the fact sheet for the public and for the health administrators. It's the exact same formula. It's called BNT162B2 is the formula, and it's the same thing. This is just like a legalese for, because there's no stock of Comirnaty. They only have emergency use authorized.
That's right. They just simply reauthorized the emergency and then lied because we're the enemy. Like they lie on PCR tests, like they lie about everything. Just like they lied that the vaccine works when it doesn't. They lied, and it's not been approved by the FDA. Isn't that incredible?
It's incredible. It's just to cover their butt, so they still have the indemnity of it. It's insane. Reiner Fulnick, he's been doing some amazing stuff up in Germany. He's like a lawyer, and he's learning about transhumanism. He had James Corbett on like a month ago, and just his job.
Oh, yeah.
He's realizing.
People hear all these other hosts like Rogan and everybody going, man, they're like Alex Jones now. No, they're not. It's all transhumanism. It's a globalist move. This is it. And so scientists, lawyers, everybody starts researching this. Psychiatrists, rocket scientists, it doesn't matter. You're going to see the same thing because that's what this is, a genetic takeover, a globalist genetic engineering transhumanist revolution.
And all you got to do is just read their documents. It's incredible.
Trudeau just said we're going to lock down for the environment now. He just came out and said, we're never opening. I'm a dictator. He actually says, I want to be a dictator.
It's insane. They've only been talking about it for the last 18 months about climate lockdowns. Like, get used to it. It's coming every 2 years. It's BS. It's driving me crazy. Before you let me go, Alex, can I ask you to do one thing on air? Kellen McGreen put out an article about the CDC deleting the VAERS database death, and Gateway Pundit reported it. Just give the credit to Ryan Christian of the Last American Vagabond.
Yeah, well, you're on air, brother. We love giving everybody credit. Okay, great. Yeah, we know they've been deleting a lot of deaths off the VAERS reporting system. I appreciate your call. Listen, I'm for everybody's credit, but when you see like a city council meeting or you see a county commissioner's meeting, you notice the patriot that gets up for 3 minutes and talks about how they're killing us, how they're attacking us, how we're not going to put up with it, energizes people and gets everybody motivated. But then you'll see other political deals where they get up and thank people for 3 minutes. And so I never really get the, hey, let's give this guy credit. Let's give that guy credit. I'll have these people on the show. I'll sit there and play clips. That's all I do. But just to call in and say, I want to give this person credit, I want to give that person credit, wonderful, wonderful. I'd rather talk about specifically what they're exposing, okay, because the credit's going to be living. The credit's going to be having a job and a family, because we're in a total war. So I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break and come back with Tim in Pennsylvania. And I got to rush through these calls, so I want to get to everybody here today, because James O'Keefe's going to be popping in, and we have a special guest, but I will get to every one of these calls. Start your engines. Get ready. I'm taking 8 phone calls next segment. I'm taking 8 phone calls. Tim is next. Then Rick. After that. And then right down the line, please stay with us. I want to give the audience credit. Hell, all we're into that. Just from little old ladies to you name it, that share the articles and share the videos. That's how we beat the globalists and defeat the New World Order. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction, and that's plus free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
and they're not just amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. You've got so many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the worldwide transmission they want shut down. Want to write your phone calls? New article at InfoWars.com. Gates Foundation working with the Chinese government to promote Beijing's global medical clout. He's a Chi-Com agent. Told you that a long time ago. Absolutely huge news. The revolving door, Reuters reports, two top vaccine regulators leave the U.S. FDA to go to work for Big Pharma. Yeah, the payday is immediate. Wow. Let's go right back to your phone calls. Tim in Pennsylvania, thanks for coming on with us. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you, man. First-time caller. 10-year veteran with the listening Alex Jens. And all those info warriors out there, you know, it took me 10 years to finally buy products. And to be honest with you, I should have been buying this a long time ago. I got to support this man. I got to support. This is a safe haven for us, guys. I have nowhere to go. I just lost two family members due to this bioweapon. I'm going to try to hold my pose right here. But just go ahead, fund the InfoWar. Be part of the resistance. We have to fight this because we have nowhere to go.
Absolutely. The Democratic Party is officially suing us, the same ones that sued Remington out of existence, but we're a media operation. We'll be a lot harder. I'll just leave it at that. Your support is critical, so you're the reason we're still on air. Tell us what your story's about, what happened. It says stories about your family.
I'm going to make it because I know at times it's not always time. I'm just going to tell you the way it is. My grandfather, which my grandmother, as second husband, which he ended up being my real grandfather. I never knew my real grandfather, so this guy here was just tremendous to me. Anyways, I told Pap, never take her shots. Don't take the shots. Don't do the shots. He never listened. He took the shot. He had a heart attack. They couldn't get a hold of him. He already had heart problems. They tried to revive him. They basically, from the hospital, they could give him, they could shock him, and there was no response. So me, my dad, and my mom went down there, broke into the house, and found him. And it was from the shot. With that said, during that process, my aunt got COVID. She took the shot. And at the same time, again, my brother, he's more like a brother, but by rules, he's my uncle. He's only 10 years older than me. I'm 41. He's 51. He ended up getting COVID off of her. She was in the COVID unit. I went down there to Allegheny. I'm going to bullhorn him now. Allegheny General, north side of Pittsburgh, went down there, was talking. They had her hooked up to a machine, et cetera. I told them to take her off it. Went home that day. During this process, my David got very sick off this, and he's been fostering my cousin's child, and he's just a heart of gold, good man, and that never took the shot. He's one of us, but you don't know how it feels to breathe, not breathe. During his process, he got very sick, and he didn't communicate. I just buried him last week, 1 week today.
Oh, yeah, and it's definitely the shedding from the injection. That's in Pfizer's own study, they admitted. Because, I mean, we see massive illness this year we didn't see last year, my friend. I'm so sorry to hear about all that devastation.
And he came in, it is devastating. But anyways, I got the phone call last Saturday, not this one, but over a week ago now. And my sister called me. And my David was very, he was a man's man. He wanted to always take things on his own shoulders. And I know from my Uncle Art and my Aunt Teresa during the funeral, the first thing they said, they should have never incubated her. And I said, well, no one called me. No, I would have been down there. I would have stopped it.
Well, that's it, brother. They don't give him ivermectin. They don't give him the steroids. They just intubate him and kill him. I'm so sorry to hear that. Spread the word. Expose them. Go protest that hospital. They'll never expect it. It's time to put the fear of God into them nonviolently. Thank you. God bless. I can talk to these folks all day. We got to get everybody here. Let's go to Rick, who manages a biomedical company. Give us his take. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call here. First-time caller. I've been listening since I was like 14 years old. I wanted to give you a call. Manage a biomed company. We manage about 100 retirement facilities. I've been in and out of the lockdown zones for COVID for over a year. Have not didn't get the COVID over that time. I credit a lot of your products for helping me have my immune system where it needs to be. And that's the thing. The immune system is the key, not the shot. So wanted to focus on a subject. I think you focus every day on the information we need to know. But want to share my story real quick. I hope I have time here for a second. So I developed this company from the ground up, and I have a local chain of hospitals that I got a very large contract with. Now, we deal with hundreds of other businesses, too, but this particular one is very
valuable.
And they're
trying to make you take the deadly shots.
They're trying to make us take the deadly shot. And here's the key is so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to lose about 70 grand a year, just to cut to the chase. I'm going to lose about 70 grand a year to my personal income. That's not a small chunk of change, as you are aware, Alex. So I just want to talk for a minute about, you got to stand on something in your life. You know, if you
it's hard to lose stuff up front. But we're going to lose everything with these monsters. Doesn't it make it easier to make that decision now, though? Because they're like, oh, now it'll be every 5 months. And then in their own literature, they had this plan the whole time. This is sick.
And the thing I want to focus on, too, Alex, is that white-collar jobs are going to be gone. I make a good bit of money a year, which is fantastic. But guess what? Every single one of my customers I'm going to lose because I'm not going to be able to service them personally. You know, I have other people that work for me that can service them because they're dumb enough to take the shot, but I'm not going to. So that's the problem, is that those white-collar jobs. So people that are listening right now, just be aware that if you are in a white-collar job or you're working in a medical facility, it's not if, it's when. So you have to make that decision. So I urge everyone to develop a level of skills outside your own. So if you're a salesperson, you know, if you're a doctor or, you know, so on and so forth, try to develop a level of skills outside of your work environment. Because guess what? If this is, I believe this is the first bricks in the road to the mark of the beast. If it's not the mark of the beast, we're going to be in a situation where we can't go to the store. We can't work.
So well, that's their plan. And listen, I appreciate your call. God bless you. And I can talk to you guys forever. Look at these callers. Amy, two family members took vax. Both have cancer now. And they admit the vaccine gives you cancer. It's like, it's just hidden in plain view. Caleb, ivermectin saved his aunt. Sean, arrested for not wearing a mask at daughter's school in Texas. George, school vaccinating students. Tricia, mandates for restaurants. Doug, COVID InfoWars is truth. Deborah, the vaccine shedding. Mother died, hospital tyranny. Colin, Virginia, parents trying to get ivermectin in hospital. Digital Dave, COVID, sharing information with InfoWars. And I said I could take callers. I just got the two this segment. And I was going to do nothing but calls this hour, but then James O'Keefe was able to pop in. But I will get to all your calls. In fact, I'll jam in as many as I can ahead of this next special guest. But we have this big guest as well. But these calls are more important, quite frankly, than most guests. I mean, we need to hear from this whistleblower doctor that exposed Fauci that they tried to, you know, basically kill. She's important, but you are all very important. We're going to get to you. O'Keefe's usually 5 minutes late, so I'll come back from break, probably hit a call or two, and then let O'Keefe briefly and get the latest on how they're getting undercover of these teachers, demanding students pledge allegiance to the gay flag, pledge allegiance to Antifa, pledge allegiance to Marxist-Leninist garbage. But let me just get a plug in since I'm not going to do it next segment. If you need high-quality storable food, we got the best storable food at the best prices ready to ship to you at InfoWarsStore.com. 1 month, 6 month, year supplies. A lot of people are getting storable food now because they realize going into the future, this is one of the checkboxes they need to have handled. And if you get this food, it's high quality, it's low cost, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Make sure you ride to the subsection, PrepareWithAlex.com. And, yes, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have all these other great products still in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So you guys are awesome. Thank you for keeping us on the air despite all the enemy's activities. We'll be right back on the other side with James O'Keefe and just all this crazy new stuff that's going on. The latest video is on InfoWars.com, the Project Veritas just got.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
James O'Keefe is at it again. You've seen all these videos coming out of teachers saying, I make my students pledge allegiance to the gay flag and to Marxism. Well, now they've got a new video. It's up on Infowars.com. Cali high school teacher reveals he's Antifa. And he's turning children into revolutionaries. It's a powerful 10-minute report at Project Veritas. She says everybody go watch it. But while we have James O'Keefe for just one segment, I want to pick his brain about this and some of the other work they're doing and what he expects to be coming out soon. Is I always like to get a little bit of a first look or idea of what's coming next as well. But congratulations on another big find. Give us the latest.
Thanks, Alex. This is a teacher in Sacramento, California. He teaches advanced placement. I'm reading here. Intercom High School. He says he has 180 days to turn students into revolutionaries. This was given to us by a whistleblower in the school, had taken pictures inside the classroom and sent them to us. He has an Antifa flag in his classroom. He has a Mao flag in his classroom. And so we sent one of our undercover reporters to California to corroborate this. And Gabriel Guy, public high school teacher, tells us he's given extra credit to students to go out there and attend Antifa rallies. I mean, this guy looks like a caricature of what you might think a teacher would be doing if he was in Antifa. Probably one of the most shocking things we've ever seen come out of a school, at least as far as I've seen. And parents are outraged about this, Alex. It just sort of, this just sort of broke an hour or two ago. You have teachers and parents are outraged. The principal is not happy about this in the school. And I'm seeing reports on the Facebook page for the school. People are really upset. We think this teacher will be fired. We're looking for a reaction. There's a school board meeting tomorrow. The reason we do this, aside from the importance of exposing this one individual, is it's going to inspire a lot more people on the inside of these organizations and institutions to come to Project Veritas. But, Alex, maybe one of the most shocking things we've seen inside schools today released by Project Veritas.
It's amazing. And for radio listeners, they can't see it. They've got to go to projectveritas.com and watch it, or Infowars.com. But looking at the images, mouse say tongue on the wall, Antifa, all this really dangerous communist stuff. Mao obviously has killed more people than Hitler and Stalin combined. And then on his arm, he's got Ingsoc tattooed from 1984, the fictitious evil overlord party that kills everybody. I mean, this guy is so creepy. He read 1984 and he thinks it's a utopian novel.
Yeah, most people, I mean, yes, that's a very astute observation. Most people who read 1984, they're critical of that dystopia. They don't want the world to be that way, but this man actually wants it to be 1984. So we did confront him also, Alex, in the end of this video. We found him in California, open microphone, and said, "What are you doing?" And he claimed that we were, quote, harassing him. And he was wearing orange glasses. He had a hammer and sickle shirt on. He was wearing the shirt. So we put that out as well. School board meeting tomorrow. Project Veritas will be attending the school board meeting. People are outraged. The principal's not happy about this. And I think this man is going to become the face of public education in California unless something is done about him, Alex. And there you have it. That's him being confronted. He says, quote, "I don't feel comfortable with this." Which is ironic because he says in the undercover recording that he wants people to feel uncomfortable in his classroom. You can't make it up, Alex.
Well, that's what these bullies do. They go out and attack prayer meetings. They go to salons where women in the club don't want men in the hot tub with them in the ladies' room. And they go and beat people up and they want to attack us and stop our speech. But then when you talk to them, they're like, "I'm being harassed. I'm going to call the police. You're being mean to me."
Well, that's the example of George Orwell's what we call doublethink. That's the doublethink in 1984, to tell deliberate lies while genuinely believing them, to forget any fact that has become inconvenient, and then it becomes necessary to draw it back from oblivion for just so long as is needed, to deny the existence of objective reality and to take account of the reality which one denies. That's what George Orwell wrote in 1984. So to have this teacher quite literally saying in the video that we recorded him in the coffee shop there in California, that "I want to make my students feel uncomfortable. If they don't like Antifa, well, you know, screw them." And then to have him tell our journalist, "Well, you're making me feel uncomfortable." It's kind of a psychological illness. It's a sign of mental illness. And clearly that's what we're dealing with here to a certain extent, to have someone, you know, believe these ideologies and contradict themselves so clearly. I'm really looking forward to seeing, Alex, the reaction from the school district. I know there will be a reaction in the next few hours. So all I can say is stay tuned for that to happen.
And, of course, this rat-like creature thinks that there it is on video. He thinks that he is going to get this big, great job in the future communist utopia. And he's so ignorant, he's got a 1984 tattoo on his arm, thinking that's a good thing. I mean, like you said, this is just pure mental illness. And these guys are LARPing.
I shouldn't be laughing.
Like there's a wonderful. No, I mean, you're absolutely right. It is funny in a sick way.
The Ingsoc tattoo is it's unbelievable. And again, this is something he said. Why aren't people just taking up arms against the state? Crushed and being martyrs for the cause, giving students extra credit. He's giving them credit for going to Antifa rallies. These are your taxpayer dollars at work. And, you know, here, you ask what's next. for Project Veritas. Alex, you wouldn't believe how many people are reaching out to Project Veritas on the inside of everywhere. Pharmaceutical companies, Disney, government institutions, federal government. People are pissed. People have had enough. And there's a lot going on in the world right now, overseas, here. There's a lot of news happening every day. But the good news is, the silver lining is, people are really waking up and they want to do something about it. We wouldn't know about this man, this Gabriel Guy, public high school teacher in Sacramento, California, but not for someone on the inside of that classroom reaching out to us and taking pictures. So there is a lot of evil in the world, and there's a lot of sick people in the world, but there's also a lot of good people in the world who are finally doing something about the problems. At Veritas, we have dozens of reporters with cameras now who can go out and corroborate the information like you're seeing and hearing right now. We went out to California. We met with this man in a coffee shop. We got him to admit what he's doing. So I know people are really cynical and upset about what's happening in this country, but I guarantee you that every week Veritas will be releasing another bombshell, bigger and bigger. Also on the vaccine and COVID, we're working on that as well, and we'll have some information for you shortly about that.
Well, absolutely. This is a huge story. I just know you've always got so much incredible stuff coming. So now you really whet my appetite on the vaccine. Give us a little hint. What you got cooking?
Well, I think we've had some people reach out to us within pharmaceutical companies, within the federal government, with some of these agencies, and they're upset about what's happening. A lot of people are refusing to be vaccinated. But you saw what we exposed with CNN and the Charlie Chester tape back in April, where they admitted they wanted more people to die to get more ratings.
Yes.
So I think it's important for us to expose the real motivation behind why they're pushing this on us. In places like New York, where I'm in New York State, September 13th, New York City is requiring you have a passport card to get into restaurants. And a lot of people are not going to want to be vaccinated. So I think it's going to be a very interesting few weeks. I can't tell you exactly what we're doing, but what I can tell you is that people on the inside of these pharmaceutical companies and federal government agencies that are effectively requiring all this to happen are reaching out to me with stories to tell. So if you're watching this program, what I would like you to do is to reach out to us if you're on the inside of these companies. I know you're out there, Alex. Your audience, you have people watching InfoWars that work for the federal government, that work for pharmaceutical companies. Contact me at veritastips@protonmail.com, veritastips@protonmail.com. Some of our best stories come from whistleblowers who watch InfoWars and who are a fan of yours, Alex. So we would love for you to contact us.
Absolutely. Projectveritas.com if they forget the email address and want to find it. And I just love seeing the great work, how you guys work so hard, how you're organized, and it's just so exciting. Again, I believe in vaccines if they're real and clean. This doesn't work. It's making people sick. I think Trump needs to wake up to that. But, regardless, he's not the president right now. We've got the puppet Biden. And just in 30-second closing, do you think Biden survives to the end of the year, or do you think they do the 25th Amendment?
That's the question. Hard for me to predict that one. I mean, there's enough out there already to damage him politically, but my prediction is I don't know if he makes it. I don't know if he makes it the full term. He's struggling so much.
I don't think he makes it a full term, but I think he's like an undead zombie. I think he'll crawl into 2022. I agree with you. All right, James O'Keefe, amazing job, Project Veritas. We salute you, brother.
Stay tuned. Thank you.
We will. Don't worry. There goes James O'Keefe. All right, we've got the big whistleblower, speaking of vaccines, coming on next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
In these insane